Welcome back to the crew, 247.com, with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, and Juan E. Juan Varela. Midwest to the West Coast, bring you sports around the world. And we got a busy day going on in the baseball world. Blowing up Chicago as the talk of the Windy City, as the Cubs fired David Ross and hired Craig Counsell.
That's a big move, man. Big move. I thought Craig Counsell might go to the Mets, but he ended up surprising everybody by going to the Cubbies. I didn't even realize the interview with the Cubbies, but it's a big move. I was kind of shocked that they just got rid of David Ross like that because he's been with them for years, player, coach, afterward, and they just cut him loose.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the surprising part. I mean, it was popular. I mean, that was a questionable move, or some people questioned some of his managerial moves. But, of course, a major league season, every manager will get questioned. And, yeah. I mean, you know, he was World Series hero with the Cubs. They groomed him to become the manager. He went in the broadcast booth for a while. And then, all of a sudden, I'm driving, turn on my radio, and they're talking about on the sports in Chicago, Craig Counsell been hired as the Cubs manager. I thought it was a joke or something. At first, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking because he went within the division. I mean, the Cubs and Brewers were fighting for the division all year. And, you know, he ended up hiring a coach from the other team. So,
I mean,
I don't know. It's shocking to me. I'm surprised that Craig Counsell left the Brewers, too, because he was with them for 9 years. You know, he went to the playoffs, I think, 5 out of the last 6 years. He grew up with the Brewers. Actually, I think his dad played with the Brewers, so he was always there as a young kid. And, you know, he's really familiar here to Arizona fans because he got a big hit. Or he scored the game-winning run in 2001 when the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees. So he's a pretty popular sports figure here in Arizona too, so I was pretty surprised when I seen that he was heading to Chi-Town.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm surprised, number one, being in the division, the rivalry between the Cubs and the Brewers, but I mean, some said or speculation that, you know, he feel like he's been not given attention for what he's been doing over in Milwaukee all these years and to come to a bigger market. And what bigger stage can you come to than the Chicago Cubs, if you want national attention?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all you got to do is win a World Series, and, you know, he going to be a Hall of Fame in Chicago alone.
They're willing to spend money. They've shown that. I think he has struggled with the Brewers because every time they get a good, solid player, they trade him off.
So, yeah, I'm surprised. Like I say, he would come to Chicago, he would definitely be on the grand stage because – I mean, you know, Andre Dawson, Mark Grace, you name it. The Cubs have made national heroes being that, you know, I mean, you know, let's face it. Love them or hate them, and most people love them. The Cubs are one of America's team. The Cubs, Yankees, and Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're the Red Sox. Basically, Cubs, Yankees, and Dodgers are America's team. And the Cubs, although they get attention, they're not out there like or in some circles they don't get the notoriety as a winner like the Yankees and the Dodgers do, but you know they known as lovable losers.
Yeah. And then I know WGN made them pretty popular here too in Arizona because the games were always on TV. So they had a big hit there, you know.
So Craig Counsell, a member of the Chicago Cubs.
And yeah, not just a member, but he's the head in charge. You know what I mean? He's the man in the dugout, so it should be interesting.
And you know, it was rumors that he was going to the Mets. Well, they say the Brewers offered him $5 million, $6 million to stay. The Mets supposedly was offering him $7 million. But the Cubs offered him $8 million over 5 years, $40 million.
Yeah, he's the highest paid major league manager now. So, hey, you know, he's getting put in a good spot, too, because the Cubs had a good season. I think what they missed the playoffs by a game. So they have a good young squad. They should be able to compete here, you know, for the years to come.
I wonder if he needs an assistant. I can carry his bag, his luggage, you know, something.
Yeah, he'd be a pitching coach or something, assistant coach.
I'd be assistant coach. I don't know about pitching coach. I don't know. they might fire me the next day. Fire me.
Right.
Fire me. I try to get a pitch coach. But yeah, you know, I mean, again, I don't know really what to think. You know, Rossi was a great personality. He fitted in with the coach. I can only imagine inside his head what he's thinking right now.
I had to feel betrayed, you know what I mean? Because I don't even think he knew he was going to get fired. You know what I mean? The first day he got fired, they already hired somebody. So he could just think that they're looking behind his back, you know what I mean? But again, World Series hero, fan favorite, you know, and I didn't hear anything bad about him all year, you know what I mean? So I was surprised they did fire him today. But, you know, business is business. That's part of the business of the sports, you know?
Well, at the end of the day, one thing I can attest to is a business and not a game. But, you know, that kind of happened with Rick Renteria when he was with the Cubs. They was going through their rebuilding, and they got in that position where they felt they was ready to go forward and win. And out of the blue, they just let Rick Renteria go, and they hired Joe Madden, thinking he was the Messiah that could bring them across to the promised land, which ultimately took him a few go-rounds, but he got the Cubs a real series, something they hadn't made in over 100 years.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, Madden was a great coach. I believe he started out there with the Rays. That's where he got pretty popular and famous, and then finally went over to the Cubs and, you know, brought that championship home.
So, man, again, I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of Rossi. I mean, he was a class guy. I mean, he had that great personality. I mean, he light up a room, and I mean, he always was made me feel comfortable, and I'm just trying, you know, I always like to look at both sides of the coin. Yeah, Craig Council is happy that he's coming to the Cubs and $40 million richer, plus all the perks and benefits that come with managing the Cubs. But then you got this manager that took the team, and mind you, the Cubs was not even expected to be a playoff team this year. Although I called it before the season started, they had made some great additions, and I thought they would contend for the playoffs. And I really thought once they got in the playoffs, they was going to be just like the Diamondbacks. They were going to go a long way. Fortunately, they hit that little skid at the end, and I guess they had some pitchers to go down, a bullpen kind of was injured. But, you know, Ross, he did the right things. He did the right things. And then just out of the blue, I mean, they had a press conference basically at the end of the season indicating that he did a great job. Of course, you know, the press conference is not but PR moves anyway. And then all of a sudden they saw whatever this opportunity to hire counsel. And then the question is, they wind up hiring counsel. Were they looking around for somebody else?
Right, right.
And just didn't tell Ross.
I mean, it's a business, again, at the end of the day, so I guess you're always trying to improve. You know, wherever you're at, you're always trying to improve. The Raiders did that recently by firing their GM and coach last week. So I think at the end of the day, if your guy's doing a good job, you're going to try to support him and then bring in other pieces that's going to supplement him and help him get to where you want to go. But ultimately, management felt it was time to make a move, but it's a surprising move, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, I heard some of the talk today, and some guys were saying they didn't like Ross because he bunted too much. Well, they didn't took bunting out of the game. That would just be a part of the game. Then some say he was too loyal to his veteran players. I mean, you know, at the bottom line, it's the major league level. It's data-driven, although I'm not a data
analytic
person. Analytic, I'll use a sophisticated word. I mean, I'm not an analytic person. I'm old school, you know, go off guts and instinct, but that don't happen today. But, you know, the bottom line is you go do what it takes to win. And, you know, I don't know if I'm advocating that Ross got the raw end of the deal, but knowing the business part of it, those things happen. But I'm sure he's caught off guard right now. I'm sure he's probably speechless right now.
Yeah, he's got to be. Again, I would feel betrayed, you know what I mean? Because, like you said, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, said they did a great job. You know, they just missed the playoffs. So you're figuring, all right, we're going to reset. You know, the winter meetings are coming up this week and next week, I think. So we'll pick up some new players, you know, pick up some free agents and stuff and go on the offseason ready to go, you know. But, I mean, here we are a week after the World Series and you get fired. So that's a pretty big move.
Or who knows, maybe Ross went in behind closed doors and say, I need a break away from the game, and I think I'm gonna step back. If you got some alternatives, pursue it, and we'll, just move on. I don't think that happened, but I'm, anything's possible in this business.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think they would have probably had him resign more than firing him because maybe they wouldn't have to pay him. But, yeah, you never know. We don't always know what happens behind closed doors. So,
You just went one up on me, Wani Wan. They would have resigned, had him resign to the fire. You just went one up on
sorry, bro.
me. Okay. You pulled out the analytics on me, huh?
The
So,
education.
and then they turn around. I see where Marcus Stroman declined his option. I think his option was for $20 million.
Yeah, they did.
So I mean, how do you turn down $20 million in this day we living in, where in the business part you may not, and then you had injuries on top of that toward the end or in the middle, midway, you see. So what's to say you will fully recover? Don't you think I would have took that $20 million and ran with it?
I would have took it to the bank, you know what I mean? So heck yeah, but maybe he feels like, hey, he's still young enough to get a multi-year, 3, 4 year, deal. That's gonna average out bigger than that, but no, I would have played it out like a contract year, get my 20 million, and then try to go from there.
Young enough, he up there to age that.
No, I'm saying the only reason why you're gonna decline 20 million is because you believe some team is gonna give you a 3 or 4 year deal. So I mean, if he's good, look, if he thinks he's gonna get a 1 year deal more than 20 million at a different team, he's lying to himself. So maybe he thinks, I don't know what he's thinking, but I'm pretty sure he's looking beyond this next year.
So he rolled the dice.
Pretty much. He bet on himself, but you got to do that on a contract year when you're healthy and you're good to go and you can perform,
You gotta do that when you're healthy and you still got some life left in that body. I mean, he's on more outs on him, but I mean, in Major League Baseball, I mean, everybody need pitching, so somebody give you the money. Somebody out there, the way they move salaries around now.
Yeah, somebody's definitely going to take a flyer on him, you know what I mean? But just like Aaron Judge did last year, he was healthy, bet on himself. He broke the record for home runs in the AL and he got paid. But I don't know if Marcus is going to be able to do that this year for himself.
Yeah, well, that's if I was judge, I mean, I would bet it on myself in that situation because everybody won. I mean,
Yeah, exactly.
what about Shohei? Was Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, he's gonna get paid. I mean, if he didn't mess up his elbow again this year, he would have really got paid at least 500 million, maybe 600. I know the Angels did exercise their qualifying offer to him. The qualifying offer this year went up to 20 million, 20 million and some change. So, of course, so Ohtani's gonna deny that. He's probably gonna get at least 400 million, 450 million. So. He's definitely gonna get paid. Is it has to go to a big market team, where they're gonna have a lot of fans, New York, LA, maybe Chicago, but he has to go to a big team.
$400 million to play 162 games. My. Lord, is this real coming to? Don't they know we
Wouldn't it be
got
great?
homeless people out here?
Yeah, I
Don't they
know
know we
tons of
got
homeless
people out
people.
here that don't know where they go sleep at tonight, don't know where they go eat at tonight, and somebody getting $400 million just to play a game for 6 months out of a year? My. And I keep going back to my premise. If I own a major league team as a player, you're not going to make more money than me as the owner. So if I'm paying
No.
one out of 26 players, now that the rosters have went from 25 to 26, one out of 26 players, $400 million, I still got to pay the rest. What kind of money is the owners making?
He's banking it. They're billionaires, man. They got money.
Well, the more you get, the more you want. That's what they say. So, greed is what's controlling this game anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that controls a lot of business pretty much. You know what I mean? Even nonprofits are kind of, like that at times. So, hey, if you have the money, I guess you can spend it though.
So, I'm kind of shocked that David Ross, the Cubs was right sitting there on the brink of something big. They had a great season. A couple more additions over this off season, And although every team thinks, like the Cubs did when they won the World Series, that you're going to be back there year after year. But the Cubs have positioned themselves to be in the race for a long time as the pitching holds up. Well, it's still all got to fall in place because we see what the Braves have done over the last couple of years. We see what the Dodgers have done in the last couple of years. But they don't get out the first round of the playoffs. So that marathon regular season don't mean nothing if you can't get hot at the right time.
Oh, you're right. It is. That's why they play the games after all. And sometimes they get hot at that right time and they have the right players that will advance them to the next level. It's always all about the matchups, too. So you never know who you're going to match up against. So, you know, sometimes you got a weakness that is really exploited by one team and they just take advantage of that. So, but you're right. You know, a lot of them teams the last couple of years, teams have been getting hot and they just ride that off to the whole playoffs.
And, you know, speaking about the Cubs shocking the world, really, with the hiring of Craig Counsell, I think as far as Chicago market is concerned, the White Sox kind of caught a lot of eyes opening the fact that they declined Tim Anderson to renew him a contract and let him go free agent.
Yeah, that was pretty big, too. I think he probably did have his worst season this past year. He was hurt, and his numbers weren't that well, but I mean, the last 5, 6 years, he's one of the best shortstops in the game. So, yeah, it really was surprising to me, too, that they did just cut him loose for nothing.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you just told me it's about analytics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the analytics man there. And I say, you know, stats and statistics and all of that hoofla they go by. The man had one bad year in the major leagues, one off year. And they deemed that he was not good enough to stay with the team as a shortstop?
There's probably more to that we don't necessarily know behind the scenes, you know, but maybe the front office wore thin of him and everything, but I mean, I don't know. I believe in giving people chances, you know what I mean? So if you could run a flyer on him and not, you know, go crazy on paying him, but, you know, give him a decent salary, I would have brought him back, but maybe they felt his range wasn't there like he was in the past, or I'm not totally sure, but some reason they did decide to cut him loose.
Well, they opt out of a $14 million year option. And on the market today, the way these salaries going, some say that was a steal to keep Anderson for another year at $14 million.
Yeah, for major league shortstop, you know, with years of experience as a veteran, yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
And I know he had a lot of problems with his legs, his hamstring. He had at the end with his finger. You know, he had to have some surgery on his fingers. So he had a lot of injuries. But at the same time, in some light, he had some controversies both on and off the field. And, you know, I don't know if that played into it. But, I mean, again, being a business, it all, at the end of the day, is intertwined.
Yeah, that was probably part of it, too. And, you know, who knows? That could have been the end of the story for him right there. But, you know, hey, somebody has a chance to pick up a good, solid shortstop, you know, in Anderson. So I'd be interested to see who he does go sign with during the offseason.
Yeah, I think he'll fall back on his feet. I think the biggest thing is I approach it for two because I was a little shocked. You know, I had a chance to. Well, I was a little shocked at the end of the day that they exercised that option to not bring him back. But at the same time, I looked at it, I tried to weigh it from both sides, from a business perspective and then from a logical perspective. And, you know, the White Sox abruptly firing Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams and declaring that they were going to make a change and go in a different direction and brought on Chris Getz. I kind of figured, well, in my mind, I was thinking, well, maybe they saw Tim Anderson as a holdover from the Rick Hahn, Kenny Williams.
Yeah.
And they just want to totally clean house. And I've seen it over my years in this game, scouting and being around the game is, you know, you get a new scouting director to come in that whatever reason him and the current scouting director wasn't on the same page. So what he does is clear all that scouting director draft picks out of the system and bring his in. So, I mean, I've seen that part of the game. So it could be that, you know, well, they want a fresh start. They, you know, we want to get rid of Tim Anderson. He's part of the old school. You know, they still got some issues. You know, they got and they, I see where they broke ties with Andreas.
Oh yeah.
And they got a second base problem. They go need a shortstop. I guess they're going to say Andrew Vaughn is fine at first base. So they feel they got a first base and they got an unproven but a rookie catcher that they brought up toward the end that I guess they go put some time and energy into him. And then they got a third baseman. Well, they traded the third baseman in Jake Berger and they got Makata. So, you know, I guess you got first, third, and catching on paper and play.
Yeah. Some holes up the middle, though. Yeah.
And you got the two crucial positions up the middle, short and second. Then you got Benintendi, who really, to my opinion, did good for them. In left field, you got Luis Roberts. In center field, the question mark is what do you do with right field? And only God knows you got a million questions of what do you do with your pitcher.
Yeah, no, pitching. Definitely.
Ask those teams in the World Series and en route to the World Series. No pitching, no go.
Nope. Pitching wins. Defense wins in the playoffs. So, yeah.
The only consistent pitcher they had for the most part at the end of the day was Mike Clevenger. And he had a option, a mutual agreement for another year on his contract where both teams had to agree. And he opted out of it. He didn't agree to another year. I guess the White Sox is willing to give him another year. And that's a pitcher. You basically, you got to rebuild your whole starting rotation and a bullpen.
Yeah. And the way guys get hurt nowadays, you got to have depth, too. You got to have 7-8 starters. You know what I mean? You're going to lose two or three of them during the season. So,
well, they frown that out. You got to have depth not only in your rotation. You got to have depth in your minor league system as far as position players, because the White Sox found out that the quality on the field was not the quality that was expected at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, they find out quickly there's a big drop-off, you know, if you don't have them guys in the back, find out quickly.
And they said that they're going to be playoff contenders and make the playoffs in 24. That's what was repeated.
I don't know. You're going to have to look at 25. I mean, the Diamondbacks and Rangers showed it this year. Diamondbacks lost 110 games 2 years ago. Rangers lost over 100. So, and they met in the World Series, but, you know,
yeah, but they
it's
had
a quick turnaround.
They had some good additions, and at the end of the day, they put together some horses. I mean, you know, you don't have nothing coming up out of your minor leagues as far as draft picks. You don't have any quality down there. You know, and be frank and honest, it's going to be hard to draw in the big name free agents unless you just dumping a big bucket load of money on them to get them to want to come into a situation that they don't feel is a good situation. And, you know, they still really in damage control as far as their image after the coach of the clubhouse got exposed to the whole world. I mean, don't, you know, major league players talking to each other as well on this. So,
yeah,
they got a tough road. And then, I guess I understand they didn't sign Liam Hendrick, renewed option on his contract. I think it was another $15 million or so option on his contract. But then again, he's you know, coming off Tommy John surgery. So it didn't make sense really to extend his contract when it probably would be August at the earliest before he even put on the uniform. So why are you throwing away money like that?
Yeah, you're going to throw away half of the season paid for that, yeah. So it happens. Again, business decisions, you know. So sometimes they have to eat that little buyout. They feel like they can use that money elsewhere. But let's see what team they filled. And you know, be interested in to see who they do get to replace them.
Yeah, but, I mean, you talk about a major league season, a major league team, and a major league market. I mean, you know, how do you even wrap your hands around that? Right? How do you wrap your hands around that?
I don't know. It's a long season. You know, I know it was, again, the World Series just ended last week, and then I got an email about, you know, attending the winter meetings. I'm like, man, it's already here. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like, you know, you got spring training is a month, six months for the regular season, then you got, and you know, you got all this stuff going on too. So it's very interesting. Definitely keeps them, I'm sure it keeps guys, you know, on them toes, the GMs, the executives and stuff. So it's definitely you know, a good time right now. If you're a baseball player, you want to pay, it's a good time to be a player.
Well, it's definitely about the money. I mean, you know, it's we talk. You got now the teams, the World Series is over. The teams can, the players have officially declared themselves free agents. Teams can start signing free agents. You got the general manager meetings taking place down there in Arizona this week. And then, as you say, you got the winter meetings will be coming up shortly. So, I mean, a lot of things are going to be going on with baseball, and they're trying to become the off seasons where they try to keep themselves relevant and stay in the media attention to keep the game on the minds of the people. We had a very interesting World Series ago. We had some fresh blood in there. We had the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks. So what did you think about the World Series?
I thought it was a really interesting World Series, to be honest with you. I mean, leading up to it, you know, two young teams. Again, they lost over 100 games each 2 seasons ago, and they just came out of nowhere. Again, the Rangers, they folded at the very end, you know what I mean, and gave up the division, but they ended up, you know, beating the Astros and advanced into the World Series. I thought it was a really interesting World Series because you didn't totally know what the Diamondbacks, they were the wild card. You didn't totally know what they were going to do. You know, they usually stole a lot of bases throughout the season. They even bunted some. But the first 5 games in the League Championship Series, I think they only stole one base. And then the last 2 games, they stole like 8 or 9 bases. And then against the Dodgers, they just bombed them with home runs. So you didn't know what type of team they were going to be day to day. So it was really interesting World Series. Man, if the Diamondbacks win that first game, they were up 5-3 in the last inning. And then Corey Seager hits the bomb. If they win that first game, it could be a totally different series. Because they the second game, they went out and killed them 9-1. So, I mean, you go out 2-0, and then you're going home for 3 games. Oh, man. You know, that's a big difference versus going 1-1, going back home. But I thought it was a really interesting, fun series.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one. And yeah, that when they blew that first game, I'm like, that's it. That's it. Because Texas was the better team in reality. They were
on paper, yeah. On paper.
On paper, they were the better team. And you were just waiting. You had Marcus Semien, who led the league in hitting this year, and he kind of limped his way all the way through, with Seager pretty much carrying and picking up the load. And then he started to swing the bat once he got to the World Series. So you figured it was just a matter of time for Texas to explode. Now, you know, as I said on a previous show, I had mixed emotions because Alec Thomas, I knew him when he was a little shorty before he went to high school. I watched him grow up. I followed him. I wanted to see him do well. And, of course, you know, every time I see him, I give him some love. He give me some love. And then I was there when Marcus Semien broke in with the White Sox from his rookie year. And, you know, we got that little casual bond and respect for each other. So, you know, it was hard to choose which one, but I was happy to see Marcus Semien get that championship. I sent him a text congratulating him and let him know that I felt a part of it, knowing that I knew him from the time he broke in as a rookie. And, you know, he sent me back his, you know, little appreciation text and so on and so forth. But Texas was a team. I mean, you know, when I talked to him last year, he was telling me we got a good young team and we just got to put it together, but we're right there. And then this year, it all just fell in place.
Yeah, you're right. Everything aligned correctly for them. You know, they pretty much stayed healthy. They didn't have really any issues. Of course, Max Scherzer was hurt, but, you know, they didn't know how much he was, like, you know, come out with. The one thing that they were able to overcome, though, Adolis Garcia, when he went, got hurt and, you know, missed the last 2 games. I think they did a really good job, you know, recovering from that and just, you know, overcoming that and not letting them shake them. So, you know, hats off to the Rangers. First time they ever won the World Series. You know, congrats to them. And definitely looking forward to how everything lines up next year. And then, you know, who'll be out there in that playoff race.
Well, the only thing better could have been if Ron Washington was still managing the team and would have got him a World Series ring. Ring as the manager.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool, yeah. Because then you would have had Dusty Baker versus Washington in the League Championship Series. You know, two black guys going head-to-head, and whoever wins goes to the World Series. So that definitely would have been awesome.
Did you say two black guys? Boy, I would love to see that. Now, that would make Jackie Robinson really feel good.
Yeah, no, definitely. Two guys have been in the game forever, you know, and actually Dusty decided this year to retire too. So, but He's been a solid coach. You know, one of the only guys, I think only seven guys have won seven over 2,000 games. Dusty's one of those guys. So, you know, congrats to him and, you know, best of luck in retirement for Dusty.
Yeah, and Dusty a class act. I mean, he's a class act, and he's real. Ain't nothing phony about Dusty. I mean, he know where he came from, he know where he's going, and he don't bite his tongue. So, you know, kudos to Dusty for what he's done, the legacy left behind, and I'm happy that he got a World Series last year. I'm happy
Yeah.
that he played as long as he ever had as much of an impact on the game, and it'd be interesting to see what he does with his life at the baseball on the field.
Yeah, he really looked like he enjoyed himself too. You know, when he was in the dugout, always smiling and, you know, in a good mood. So, yeah, definitely congrats to Dusty and, you know, best of luck to his future endeavors.
We got a lot of guys that's claiming a free agent status coming up this year, so the free agent market should be very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's really interesting to see what the teams are willing to pay for players. You know, it's always it comes down to how much a team is willing to pay for a player. You know what I mean? So, definitely interesting to see. Should be fun. I think teams might start getting smarter and not just being wild with the money like the Mets were last year. Mets, Padres, Yankees spent the most money, had the highest salaries last year, and didn't even make the playoffs. So I think you know, some of the owners are going to start getting smarter. Start investing their money wisely. Again, you have to have a solid farm team, man. Like you were saying, if you get hurt, you need to pull a guy in. So you got to start with a solid farm team, get some of those guys in there, get them in the major leagues, and then, you know, add up a couple guys, you know, that complement the team to get you to that playoff status.
Yeah, but I mean, if they don't spend the money on the players, what are they gonna do? Keep it for themselves? Put it in their pockets? Really?
No, I mean, spend it wisely. Not put it, you know, not pick up the wrong free agents.
Spend it wisely. When you telling me one man could get $400 million,
That's a
that
wise
now
decision,
you
though,
a couple
because
teams right there with that.
nah, the teams are worth like $2 billion now.
Yeah,
But
well.
when you pull in Ohtani, you pull in all of Japan, so you're pulling all that money. So you know how many people in Japan will be buying your jerseys? They.
$2 million. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Crew247.com with Wine Wine Coach. We're talking sports, Major League Baseball. We're going to wrap this up, but we're coming right back to continue this conversation because he telling me when you spend $400 million and make $2 billion, that you still room for you to make money.
Yes, sir.
Something wrong with that conversation. Why? We in the wrong business. We in the wrong.
We
Put
got to become
it
owners.
we're
We got
going
to
to get
start
us a
becoming
major
owners.
league team. We're going to get us a major league team. We're going to get us a GoFundMe account and raise us
Let's go,
$3 billion.
coach.
We're going to
Let's
raise
go.
$3 billion so we can buy us a major league team and we go get paid.